Hey, Steve, you made it.
You made it.
You're back, Steve.
Welcome. You're back, Steve.
Yeah, you know, this is my first episode back.
Oh, it's good to have you back.
And you still can't talk into the mic.
Yeah, well, he's learning.
Put it
baby
right
steps,
here, right
baby
here.
Steps,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Baby steps.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to Hive Scum, the podcast for the 28 community.
Yay!
That's Terry, guys.
That was Terry.
Yes.
That's Terry.
That's me. We're also joined by the wonderful...
Paul. At Weirdstone on Instagram.
Yeah! Thanks for starting us off. I'm Terry at stone.jaw on Instagram.
Who's going to point? Oh, Jesus Christ. Hi, I'm Gage at No Clear Coat.
I'm Steve at South of Heaven.
I'm Phil. And I'm here. I'm clear. I'm present. And I'm ready to go.
Yes, he's off of the metaverse.
I'm off the metaverse.
He's into the real verse, baby. I'm into that old school universe.
I'm into that old school shit.
Yeah,
that
you guys
real
know?
Old school shit.
I watched a YouTube video, which was this kid. He was saying, like, oh, I deleted social media off of my phone. And it was like a Gen Zer kid. And he's just like, remember when you were a kid and you used to get excited for stuff?
How old is this kid?
He was probably like 20 or something.
Oh.
It's like, remember when you used to get excited for things when you were a kid? I get excited for things again. As if it's like some revelatory, like, just
oh, yeah.
huge experience. He's like, I took my dog for a walk and I looked at trees. I was like, this guy rocks.
I went outside.
He's on a new
oh,
level.
Dude.
Oh, yeah, hey, he listen, made it.
I know how that feels.
Yeah.
The touch grass, like, insult.
The best.
The
best. Yeah,
it really hits home, you know?
Yeah.
You're like, man, I haven't done that in a while.
Yeah, I know.
Just go touch grass.
Like, I say oh, that shit. Jokingly, but honestly, there's probably a
I
lot
feel
of people
like
who have
maybe
not looked at
I'm
a tree.
I'm just like a six-year-old, and I'm just really sensitive to not even just like social media, but screen time in general.
Oh, dude,
like, I feel like listen. I shouldn't be looking at screens.
It's the devil, bro.
Real iPad adult.
Yeah.
Screens are the enemies. I'm telling kids at school all the time, I say, screens are the enemies. Because they'll be like, can That's I true. Look up something on your computer to draw? And I say, screens are the enemies. You got to come up with it out of your head.
Yeah.
And they go, okay. And then it comes out great. I'm like, come on, kid. Get out of here.
Come on.
Can I look something up on your computer?
Yeah. Can no. I look up a picture
Bitch.
Of Wile
you got any,
E. Coyote?
You got any games on your phone? The kids asking you that?
No, dude. This, occasionally they see my phone. They're like, oh, it's a cool iPhone. I'm like, nah, dude.
You got a cool
it's a status iPhone. Symbol as your kid.
iPhone, dude. It's cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyways, we're back.
We're doing it. We're
we
here.
Are doing it. Five mics, one room. Winner takes all.
Oh, God.
What do you take, though?
Take all the bits home.
You know no, what that reminds me?
No.
All Steve's bits home.
I haven't even... I've got a loose idea for my Smash Bash, mm-hmm. but...
Dude, oh my God. I have to start planning my shit.
Yeah,
2024,
brother.
Battle yeah. Royale.
April, right? April something.
April
oh,
something.
I'm not doing it. There's no way if it's
come
due
come
April. No, you're going to have a month. You're going to have a month.
We always start after the Adepticon
come
craze.
Come on.
You said it's due in April.
April, but late April.
Yeah,
oh.
you know.
All you know, right. far April.
Yeah, are you busy, Steve?
The stretches
yeah,
of April.
I am.
The dog days of April. You know what I mean? You know how they say the salad days?
No.
What Come does on,
that
there's
mean?
A whole like
yeah,
a
I know what
minor
you mean. The salad,
album
the salad days. Yeah,
am
I know
making that up.
The salad days and there's the some, dog days.
Yeah, salad days.
And I don't know what either of those
I imagine
mean.
The salad days because you eat salad first before you eat your meal. So the salad days are like the beginning of your life. You know what I mean?
That
the
is,
good old days.
That is insane.
That's in my head. That's what I always think when I hear
what
salad.
If you only
very
eat
generous
salad.
Interpretation.
April 26th, right. Smash Bash is due.
You have time.
26th,
oh,
dude. That's so late.
Listen, I've already been pooling stuff to do
Florence
it.
Florence and Normandy.
Yeah, but you just said you were scared and nervous.
I am scared, but only because you said it's due in April, and I'm like, oh, well, yeah, all yeah. I do, all I have is the
no,
base
no, no.
of it. Ready.
Listen, get download his quick start guide to kit bashing because that shit.
Also
I went
found
back
in
to
Under
that.
The Dice issue number 4.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah. Or Under the Dice issue number 4, which is what I meant to say.
or free online.
Or free online.
dude, that I went back through that and I was like, oh, man, I really got to loosen up. I got to like loosen up. Sometimes you get too tight when you do things.
Oh, yeah.
I've been tight lately. You know?
Yeah.
I've been mad tight lately.
You got to loosen up.
Tight bro. As hell.
Got to loosen up.
Throw some dirt at it. You know?
Yeah.
Dirt from the bin, trash from
dirt
the floor.
On stuff
we,
lately.
Steve and I have been dirting it up.
We did dirt it up. Anyway, what have you been doing, Gage?
Oh, I've been dirting it up. We've been working. I've been working.
Gage has been very busy.
I know. I've been working on my 1x1s for my Adepticon scenario with Evan.
Oh, nice.
Also known as It's What Evan.
Shout out, tax.
You got to pay the tax. But yeah, I'm trying to match his style with oil painting and keeping it kind of within the Nausicaa-esque color palette.
Okay.
You know, I don't think I'm getting it. But I'm having fun.
It's fine. It looks good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, first pass, I'm happy with it.
You got to do something to the buildings. But
yeah, for sure.
You can always just put more paint on top of it.
Exactly. My only issue is the wet blending of shadows in oil right now is a real humdinger for
just
my brain.
Just go back later.
Yeah, which is fine. However, I know that it's supposed to be like a one-pass thing, and that's the beauty of oil. So that's the learning curve
you're
for me.
Fine.
Not always, though. It's kind of cool. Because the beauty of oil is it doesn't dry. So it's like you do the one pass, but the one pass could be over 4 days.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you can come back later when it's kind of like just got a little pudding
like
skin
that.
On
it
top.
It doesn't dry, well, yeah. ever.
Well, you know what I mean. You know what I mean.
Once you clear coat it. It's all over.
Listen, Gage looks very nice.
Everyone playing on my boards, you're getting fucking oil all over your models.
Why is my model so sticky and red?
Everybody looks like they're eating pistachios.
Yeah.
That's been really cool to make those. It's very different than what we're used to, making the boards and shit, just grabbing dirt from the dirt room across the hall.
Yeah, fiberglass dirt.
Fiberglass in there. Missing children. We're just finding buttons and clothes in there, you know?
Found a ball bearing in my dirt pile the other day.
Bullet casings everywhere. It's crazy.
What the heck is going on here? You leave the studio for a couple of months. You come back. There's missing kids.
That's it.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty great.
Yeah.
What are the Nausicaa colors? I've never read Nausicaa or watched it.
Watch it.
Okay, watched it.
Studio Ghibli.
Ghibli. No, really? I'm surprised I haven't seen it then.
It's 78, I think.
No, 78? It's 86.
87?
Oh, okay.
I watched it last night.
It got 86?
Even 86.
Straight up, dude.
That guy's been making movies for a minute, huh?
Yeah.
Couple.
You know, he's been at it.
He's been busy.
Yeah. Shout out. My guy's been busy.
Shout out Miyazaki. Patron Miyazaki.
Fan of the show. Friend of the pod.
Friend of the pod. Yeah, Miyazaki's been busy.
The most distinct thing that really you take away from it is metal is red.
Okay.
Not always, but it's like a defining color on most of it. Like most of the guns are red.
Painted red or just like as like a the
knows,
metal
dude?
Itself is red?
I watched it last night because I was trying to paint the gun on that guy and I'm like, all these guys have brown and silver guns.
Yeah, yeah. But she's got that sick fucking beam rifle that's red.
Yeah.
And then the fucking spoiler, the
That's okay, you can talk about it. It's a 1,000-year-old movie.
The
so.
Big bads are all red. She's got a bean shooter, yeah.
Our boy.
But the fucking machines, they're red.
Big boys.
Yeah.
Oh, there's machines in this movie?
Dude, there's bad guys throughout the movie are giant bugs, but then you come to find out.
They're machines.
The people are the bad guys.
The people, or that humans are the bad guys.
Oh, no way, dude. Yeah. So it's sort of like opposite.
Motherfuckers.
It's like pro-industrialization movie.
No.
No.
the
bugs are a nature's response to the big machine.
Oh,
the reason
the
bugs
were
the
machines.
Assholes is because, you know, the people
humans
are fucking
assholes.
It up.
Okay, so it's just,
you know. Because we polluted the world
Speaking
so
of
much.
Assholes.
Yeah.
I love how Miyazaki's famously just like a piece of shit. He's an asshole.
Really?
He's a
really?
Terrible father.
Really?
Oh, I have heard that.
He just sucks as a person.
And he's making family kid movies.
Oh, yeah.
Well, his son put out a movie and he walked out of the premiere, right?
Yeah. His son made an Earthsea anime.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't know any of this.
Oh, yeah. Phil, I meant to ask about that because
did you finish the first book?
Yeah. It was awesome,
dude. Great
it
book.
Was everything you said, like it like in that message that you sent me about it. It was everything you said. It was accessible. It was like super cool to get into. It was very it was a breath of fresh air for me, really, like as far as fantasy writing goes.
Yeah, dude. And they're all short as shit.
Yeah, it was so cool.
That.
They're like super like touching and like, dude, it's young adult as hell without being like corny. Like,
oh,
it
cool.
has like really
100%.
Good. I feel like the first book I feel like is like an allegory for like depression and like
absolutely. And then I'm trying to think like
coming to terms with your own like shortcomings, like
And then consequences for vanity and those kind of things.
Yeah,
you know
what
I mean? It was very cool.
Yeah, I just finished the third book and in three books, it goes from the kid who's like the main character going through his hero's journey. The third book, he's an old man He's like the Gandalf figure leading like another kid on his hero's journey.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, look this up.
Hits a lot of tropes too, but like it's an old book too.
Yeah,
so they weren't
like the
super well ingrained.
60s, 70s, yeah.
Oh, nice. Yep. Shit, I haven't even heard of this.
Earthsea, yeah.
I think
a lot of her stuff, I think a lot of it kind of flew under the radar because she was a very just like outspoken communist. So I think a lot of her stuff didn't really like
pushing the lady down.
A lot of her stuff just like wasn't really like you know, accepted by the mainstream.
Yeah. The there's an awesome free audiobook on YouTube that's like the guy who voice acts it. She starts the book,
yeah,
and then some other guy comes out and finishes it who himself was a very controversial science fiction author.
Yep.
I can't remember the name, but he reads it so well, and you're like, you're so into it. It's like one of the best audiobooks I've ever listened to.
Yeah, that's
what I need.
She's a lot of fucking books too. She has a whole like sci-fi like canon too.
What's her name?
Ursula K. Le Guin.
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah.
Is this the
heard the name?
You said that's for sure. The Earthsea.
Earthsea, yeah.
I don't know if it's just I know of it because of you telling me about it, but.
It's like it's been around, but like
I know Ian brings it up a lot in on Discord.
Yeah,
and I think it has a trace stamp of approval too.
Yeah,
so that goes pretty far with me.
If it's got a trace stamp approval, that's something else. Mm-hmm. You guys like High C though? How about that? You know what I'm talking about?
High C, the drink,
Ecto Cooler, orange drink from McDonald's back
orange
in the day.
Ooh,
yeah. I was definitely a big orange drink guy.
Yes, it was really good.
High C.
Yeah, I'm not gonna hard transition from Earth C to High C, but. Yeah, I just thought of it.
Steve famously is against high C. He likes a real low C fantasy.
Low C.
Yeah.
I see what you mean. Low T energy.
Yeah. It's been said.
It's funny that because I think about this every time I boot it up. I love Morrowind.
Mm-hmm.
I love that shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. There's something about playing a role-playing game in it. I'm just like, I don't know if I want to do that.
What do you mean? Like a tabletop role-playing game in Morrowind universe?
Well, yeah, Morrowind is very high fantasy.
Very high fantasy. It's like...
higher than, like, Oblivion and... Yeah, I mean, it's all the same.
I almost think it's crazier because it's... Like, the island you're on is, like, almost like another world.
Yeah, it's super...
giant fungus mushroom houses.
The big fucking bugs.
Yeah. The Striders. I think if you were to rank them in high fantasy, I think Oblivion would rank the highest.
You think so?
Yeah. Oblivion's got crazy DLCs that are like that.
They're all in the same universe, so it's not.
Yeah.
We're just
splitting hairs here.
Yeah, you're splitting hairs saying whether it's low fantasy, high fantasy. Yeah. All Elder
Episode
Scrolls.
Episode 6
is
Star
high
Wars
fantasy.
Is actually high science fiction, and. You know, Episode 4 isn't.
Yeah. Steve, what you been working on?
Been working on some boards.
Everybody's boarding actions here.
Yeah, I've been painting my ogres. I've been working on some boards.
These boards are also AdCon boards?
Yeah, I
Flames,
made, them,
baby.
Made them for Flames mm-hmm. so that they kind of matched Matt's boards that he made for Vestarian. And then I was like, I want to play in Gage and Evan's game. And I was like, well, let's just make sure they have enough boards so that they can...
Listen, for anyone in the community, that is a great way to weasel your way into anything. Offer to help.
Hey, I made a board.
hey, can I play in your game? I have a board. Yes, sir.
I've been working on a little warband for it. It's been pretty cool.
Yeah. Dude, I've been loving the Flames bashes people have been posting.
Oh, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. I've been working on the book, too, and I'm not going to go too crazy on it, but yeah, I'm working on the book. It's getting there. And then Doom and Apathy Adam are working on campaign scenario crossover with like Last War and Flames. So if you want to play in that, let me know so I can figure out a day to actually schedule it.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. What day should I do it?
I get there Friday night.
All right, so we'll do a Friday night.
Nice. It's been scheduled, folks.
Scheduled Friday night.
Or Saturday.
But, you know, or register Saturday. Now.
Register now by DMing me.
Yeah.
PayPal.me/
yeah.
Under the dice.
Yeah. There you go. $50.
Yeah.
Well, that's about it.
You been grinding?
Yeah. I just thought, I'll always be on my grind set.
Yeah. I hear you.
Yeah.
100.
Straight up, dude. Yeah. Nothing I'm like particularly excited about. Like super excited about. I'm excited. You know, it's all fun.
Yeah.
Having fun.
It's all part of the show, baby.
I'm trying to not get, you know,
burnt.
Yeah. Like, we just did Nemo, so I don't want to, like, go crazy on a bunch of projects and then just get burned out on them all. Especially, like, I'm trying to play games, but then I feel, like, the weight of, you're playing a lot of games lately. You better do some fucking work. You better get some shit done.
Follow your heart, brother.
Yeah.
I mean, AdCon's going to be over, and then Dungeon Siege is going to be over, and then it's, like, summertime and we're chilling, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure we're just going to be chilling and not doing anything.
Yeah. But that's what I mean. It's like, well... Yeah, I mean, but it'd be much more low key. Yeah, I don't.
Famously, teachers do not.
Phil, what you been working on?
What the fuck do you think I've been working on?
Beastman?
Yeah, I've been painting
Beastman. I love that every time. Oh, yeah. I'm painting Beastman. I've been putting one leaf at a time.
No, he was painting the what's his name?
The bane of the fucking campaign.
There we go. Yeah.
What's his name, though?
He's the Soul Hunter.
The Soul Hunter.
Dude, that's such a cool-ass name.
Yeah. Yeah, he's everyone's most hated enemy, so I figured he earned a paint job. So I started yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My most hated enemy is still Hungering Foe.
Yeah. He's not in the campaign yet.
Yeah, well, when he shows up.
Wanted to hold off.
It's on.
Yeah.
Soul Calibur.
Phil's been GMing a lot of... a lot of campaign games over here.
Yes.
Making sure people are getting their first games in flawlessly.
Yeah, I think every single person that has played a game in the campaign so far has played against me,
mm-hmm.
except for Jacob.
Wednesday.
I work during the week.
Come after.
Perhaps. Well, no, I mean, I'll be here, but, I mean, is he going to be here late?
He asked me to play at noon, so
we'll
see.
Well, you got an argument about timing on the air, folks. This is what it's like in the studio. At least we're not accusing Phil of losing his own paint and blaming everybody else for it.
That's
true.
That's on the Patreon episode. If you want to listen to that, you can go over to patreon.com/hivescum and, I don't know, do your thing over there, and then you can hear Phil
defend
get
himself.
Gaslit by Steve.
Yeah.
You can also, as a free Patreon post, look at the blog of how Steve made his boards. And they are sick.
Now I look like I'm not just plugging. Over
Great. Yeah, plugged.
Soon to be Phil's blog post as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
You'll get to see Phil's board, all photographed, looking cool.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I don't know if I've even seen
free,
all those
free.
Yeah, if only
yeah, I was saying, because Steve was writing his blog post. He's like, yeah, I have like progress pics of it. And I was just like, I have a distinct memory of going through my camera roll and deleting all of the progress pictures of my board.
What do I need this for?
Literally, yeah. What do I need pictures of my board in progress for?
Well, look at the recently deleted files.
I clear that shit out all the time.
Wow, really? Wow. I would never.
Bravo. I feel like it still takes up room on your phone.
Oh,
if
it
you
does.
Don't, yeah.
But I think you get like, what, 30 days until it permanently deletes. All I'm saying.
Gotta call Tim Cook. He's got him in the base.
Tim Apple.
Tim Apple. Paulie, what you been working on?
I finished my pretty close to finish my first 750 points Stormcast.
And so they look beautiful, dude.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Oh, yeah, you forgot to mention you finished building all your guys too, Gage.
I did finish building
no
my
small
guys.
Feat.
Yeah.
Now he's got pain in them.
Pulling teeth. My own teeth to play. But Paul, your guys have been everyone that comes through the door, I usher them to your desk.
Yeah. Inspirational.
Seriously.
I appreciate that.
Your big fucking ass beater. I know we've talked about this before, but the big ass beater guy that you made and sculpted and recast.
Yeah.
Just the stature on that fucking guy, the silhouette,
stout.
Yeah, thank you. I was I was pretty stoked on that one too, and then the fact that he weighs a pound is like, it just adds to it too. You know, well, that really was cool. So those guys are all ready to go, and then I'm gonna think about. Well, I think I'm gonna get my first game in today or sometime soon. So then I'll know where I'm going next. And it's really fun the campaign like one squad at a time because then I can put it on the desk. I can just see where I'm going and you know knock it all out. So I'm looking forward to that. Besides that, I've been getting ready to start the buildings for, I got to build a few buildings for Adepticon's Dead by Lead event and,
hosted by you.
Yep. Hosted by me. And then, a little bit of War Council help too coming through, you know, Tyler, dude, he hit me up and he's showing me all these sick models. He's like, I finally have a reason to bust them out. So we're going to have like a full cast of characters in the, event. I'm really looking forward to that. And then I got hooked on video games again. I started playing Elden Ring, and I can't stop. And
please help,
dude, somebody.
Please
help.
Yeah, you poking around the Hallig tree yet?
I've been like running around the consecrated snowfield, and I can't find the entrance.
That zone is I feel like every single enemy there is like as tough as a boss in the country.
It feels like I'm getting
where
my
you
want
to go is, you know, there's the there's like ruins towards the back, and it's like a little puzzle you have to solve to open the door to get into the Hallig Tree.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Like northeast part?
The ruins, I want to say they're like straight north.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Can you give exact GPS coordinates?
Is that the one where the giant lady is?
Drop
the,
a pin.
The giant woman?
Lady. I don't remember. I don't remember there being a giant woman. Maybe.
Okay, yeah, we'll talk
How'd
about it.
How'd you kill the fire giant?
How'd I kill him?
I had a crazy
You
glitch.
Fucking cheesed it.
No, I didn't cheese it. The game.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it.
Game cheese.
I don't want to hear this accusatory bullshit.
I keep fucking...
It's a well-documented glitch.
I keep trying to kill it. I've been stuck there... For months, I can't
really?
Kill him. I spent my 5 hours the other day.
No.
And even Cody, like Cody Magus Buer, was like, "Dude, we got this. Like, I'm gonna get on. We're gonna fucking take him." And then,
dude, I never figured out how to co-op in that game.
You just drop like a sign and like.
So you get it really early on because even in my short
but like we couldn't. I was trying to do that.
You also have to turn online on, and so he's like, "Yeah, I dropped the thing. Like, just it's right by the tree."
Oh, I definitely don't have. I'm definitely in offline mode.
But he, he's like, yeah, it's there. And I'm like looking everywhere. I'm like, dude, I don't see it. And he's just like, oh, what are you playing on? Oh, PC. Oh, I'm on PlayStation. And I'm like, oh, it's got to be cross-platform, right? Nope.
Damn.
So I'll just be stuck at Fire Giant for the rest of my fucking life.
Yeah, I just, I think I put on like a fire-resistant talisman. And then I used the mimic, which is kind of cheesy.
I don't even have
but,
mimic.
No.
But then I used, I used the Marius Executioner sword, which has insane weapon art, where he like just drills it forward and
yeah,
just
he throws
chop.
It, and it like spins like a drill, and it comes back to you.
Yeah, cool. And then he does a huge style. Chop. Yeah, so I it's like most giants, you work his ankle and then he falls, and then you just start beating on him.
It's when he gets this. I get him to
like
second,
most giants, Terry. Come on,
yeah,
man.
Come on. I'm I get familiar. Him to second phase, and I just can't. I can't do
He's
it.
He's tough. Yeah, you gotta. It's one of those things where you have to. I'm like new to these games, but you gotta have be patient, you know, and like wait for
5 hours, Paul. I got him this close.
You know, I hate to say this, but I think at this point, it's a skill issue.
You know, I've said it before. I played this game. I'm level like 130, and I have used the same weapon. I've used the same everything, and I have not deviated from my path.
Mm, nice.
And I don't even know if this weapon's like, it's probably, I mean, everyone says it's the best strength build weapon, but, you know.
Did you upgrade
it? I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Yeah, it's like. Plus 12 or plus 13.
I get up about 20-24.
Yeah, that shit goes. You can upgrade all the way to like 25.
Yeah, well, I ain't got Titanic shards, bro.
Go farm.
Yeah. Farm, baby.
You got to be farming.
You got to get that extra life. I know. Gage, I'm sorry. You got to get on that wiki, dude. You know? I'm telling you, I love it. You know?
You got to be farming shards.
For all of our listeners out there, go play Elden Ring.
Yeah, have you ever heard of it?
You got to play it before the DLC comes out.
Yeah,
is
for
it
sure.
going to tank after that? What do you think?
What's
think
that?
It's not going to be good after
the
DLC?
No, they're going to delete
Isn't
it.
So,
it like famously, like...
famously, every Souls game, the DLC is the best part of the game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Famously. So then why do they have to play it before? Oh, because then
they have to the finish. First, yeah, so they you know they have DLC. The context. They've played the game.
Oh, okay.
It's linear.
It's linear. It's linear.
There's levels
yeah.
to this.
There's levels to this.
Surely.
Yeah, I hear you. 100.
100.
100.
Yeah, and to wrap that up, that's really put me on like a high fantasy kick because it's like I was always like a low fantasy guy, you know what I mean? It's you know grimy, grimier.
Yeah, yeah.
But then this game is so weird; nothing makes sense. It doesn't
Everything
even look
Everything
like,
is
lived
all
in.
You're interacting with deities the whole time.
Yeah,
also,
it's
dude,
like so crazy.
My favorite fucking thing: the reveal of
no spoilers, dude. For
huge
the
spoiler. Oh, never mind.
Okay, we'll talk. We'll
talk off mic. Jesus, guys, you almost just gave it away to three listeners.
It's
out there.
It's really everything they say it is. That game, it's super cool. You know what I mean? You get a good feeling when you do well, and you know, I'm digging it.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Terry, what have you been working on?
Well, let me pull out the list.
I
had
been waiting a long time.
Whoa, you know what? I mean?
So there's been that changing a lot of diapers these days,
dude. Hold
boys.
On. Is this your sketchbook?
This is my sketchbook. So over on patreon.com/hivescum, I put up a hobby hack about I've been making these.
This is what I showed you the other day, Paul. Look at this fucking shit.
I've been making these kind of just like garbage sketchbooks out of just pieces of trash paper and just drawing all over them. That middle thing was drawn by a third grader or a fourth grader that I drew
so
around
sick.
It. He also wrote sketchbook
what
outside.
What is this? This is sick.
Oh,
you like that little guy?
Sketchbook.
Yeah, that's drawn Gage right
Dude,
there.
Wait, hold on. Go back. Go to the front.
the cool S, but yeah, it's a K. Yeah,
that's what I mean. That fourth grader drew it. He did a great job. And then he ruined my pen by just dragging it as hard as he could into the thing. And I went, oh, buddy. All right.
Are you experienced with watercolors?
No.
I was always super intimidated by watercolors.
Dude, they're a hard thing to get. You think it's like light and airy and fun and neat, and it's like grandma's work, but watercolors are so finicky, and there's so many different things that you can do.
Dude,
layers and techniques.
I'm glad you said that. I just bought a whole thing for it. After watching Martin blast through his watercolor, I was like, that looks so fucking fun.
Dude,
but I immediately went and to Michael's and just bought everything I could fucking need for it. So
yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's like a fun thing to just experiment. And it, you know, like this,
the
takes,
results are, I think are amazing. For
this
watercolor,
takes no
but
effort.
It's way harder than painting with like acrylics or oils.
Right. I mean, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing with any of this shit. So, you know, I might as well dive into all of
it. Go for it.
Maybe you'll find a new skill that you're good at.
Maybe,
and you like.
Yeah. Maybe.
That's or fun.
Maybe
that's what art is about.
I'll just fail upward like I do with everything else, you know?
Yes.
That's it, baby.
Yeah.
Failing up, baby.
Failing up. Yeah.
About failing up. Terry, what have you been working on?
All right. So I've been changing diapers, which has been great.
How sick is that, dude, huh?
Dude, I'm quick with it.
Yeah?
I'm quick with it.
You got like a system?
Dude, I'm time. Sarah, what was my time on that?
You, one hand?
7 seconds. Oh, I'm 1 second shorter than last time. Yeah, man. Oh, one hand? You grab the feet like a little bouquet, lift up, dude. Aqua for the booty.
Could you do the whole thing with one hand?
Oh, I don't know. I'm going to test it, though.
Just dropping them. Baby.
Whoops.
Yeah, dude, I get
restart
it off.
Restart the timer.
Yeah, a diaper rash is something I've been trying to do some preventative care towards. Yeah.
Dude, that rocks.
Yeah.
You're a good father.
I'm doing my best.
Terry, I wish you were my dad.
Yeah. If you want to change my diaper, dude,
I can adopt you guys.
Yeah? That'd be pretty sick.
These are my sons. My two beautiful boys.
Dad,
we
leave
take
me
over
alone.
The studio. Gage lives in the garage.
Yeah. Oh, dude, with the spiders, bro.
With the spiders.
Jeez. So anyway, so since I've been doing that, I've been trying to develop a routine, getting back into it, you know, which has been tricky because it's like you don't know. Especially in the beginning, you're like, oh, I can't leave this kid. I don't know what I'm doing.
The kid's
like,
not on a routine. So
the kid's not on a routine and still kind of isn't, but she usually falls asleep at like 7. So I sneak right into studio and I get like, you know, after like washing dishes and doing all the fun stuff, I like get in there for like an hour and I just do some work, just bashing stuff out or doing whatever.
Right.
So that's what I've been doing. I've been painting at school. I have a secret studio in my classroom.
Don't say it too loud.
I know. They're going to hear. The Board of Ed is going to come cracking down, break my
You're
little...
You're having fun!
Board of Ed, friend
darn.
Of the pod.
Yeah. Yeah, classic friend of the pod. All the Board of Ed. They listen to it at their
They're
meetings.
They're all named Ed.
Yeah.
So, Terry, when you said on March 3rd...
episode 29, we heard...
No! I'm at my hearing. So I've been painting there, like doing like crazy, quick... fill-ins, you know, like blocking in color, and then I take it home, and with the short amount of time I have, that's usually when I'll hit like highlights and I'll kind of clean it up, do like, you know, paint the base rim, and then I'm done. And so it's been a nice little system doing it that way. I was really loose before the baby, really loose at painting, like everything was like super quick, and I would have like 5 models going at once, and I would just try and like bang through them. And then ever since the baby, I was like, oh, I have to tighten up a little bit. I can really only work on one model at a time and come in and check in and do that
only in painting.
But now I'm like kind of back to being like, nah, screw it, I'm just gonna be like loose as hell. And I was getting too tight with like my painting, but also with like my bashing and like putting stuff together. So I've been doing TNP style bashes. I've been like back on it. Did I already talk about the quick start guide in this?
A little bit, yeah.
Wow, cool.
You know, like 16 minutes ago.
Yeah, man, it feels like ancient history. I got baby brain. No, so I re-downloaded that, printed it off at the work computer, and then just was like reading through it, and I was like, man, I really got to loosen up. I got to like, you know, more dirt, more just like filling in gaps with like whatever, more just like putting things on, and I'm still not like Lego box style. I keep my bits pretty kind of organized just by like part, but I've been just bashing, and it's been a shit ton of fun. I've been making little chaos cultists to go with like all the Nurgle stuff that I was making, and I've been using the Gellerpox infected that I got from our beautiful friend overseas,
a boy Knobs.
Yeah, and so he shipped them over to us, and I've been putting those together and bashing like weird things on that. I have my old Great Unclean one that I made. I've been scratch building some Nurgle drones, because I think the drones that Nurgle has are like really big, and I'm like, dude, I think it would be so much more fun if they were just kind of like floating globs through the air.
Or gross hummingbirds.
Right? And so I've been stealing five headers kind of approach to making like, you
a
know,
zebra
weird,
on a, with wings.
That kind of shit. You know, like seriously, that kind of shit. Hot glue, making weird stuff like that. So that's been a lot of fun. And then orcs.
Oh, I've been, yeah.
I painted my orcs forever ago.
So your Gorka Morka shit's here.
Yeah, it is.
It's in that cardboard box right there.
I got to grab it, the actually. Purple one. I kind of forgot about Gorka Morka.
Uh-oh.
Sorry.
It's fine. There's Uh-oh. No one else remembers.
I know. But my orcs I painted so long ago, and they're kind of just like out of the box, put together, painted, which is nothing wrong with that, but it's just like I was getting into the hobby. I didn't really know what I was doing, so I was just kind of like painting whatever. Just like, you know, painting the pants, shirt, wash over it, I'm done. And now that I want to play 40K more, I'm like, well, the orcs don't really have like a lot of personality. So I've been trying to like make them more quote unquote realistic, like making like taking human bodies and then replacing them with particularly like the Noblar heads and goblin heads to make them look kind of more stringy and weird and have more realistic guns and not just be like, you know how their back
orc
curves.
Guns.
You know, the back curves and their asses out, yep. Dude. I've been looking at that, and it just really pissed me off.
Yeah, I hate that.
It's just, like, it's so whack looking.
Twerking orcs.
Well, that's why knobs are, like the knob sculpt for orcs is cool.
It is.
But.
And I never noticed that that's the difference between the two. It's one
standing up straight.
The other one's curved like a freaking banana.
Like a Robert Crumb woman.
Yeah, seriously. So I've been going and now trying to make some cool orcs for that army. And I think that's, and then just painting AOS stuff, like all this old bashed AOS stuff that I never got to paint for my undead guys.
Straight up.
Sorry, that was a lot, but you know, it's been a bit.
Listen, you've been gone.
Yeah. Since you've been gone.
How many zombies are you up to?
Probably the same. I think I'm at 120 painted, probably 140 bashed.
Uh-oh. The great undead off with you and Tyler. You got to catch up.
What is he at?
He claimed. I mean, you should know this. You fucking edited the episode, but.
Yeah, well,
we got to get you both on the table. Get you both on the table.
Yeah.
Siege mission.
600 models fighting each other.
No, fighting you.
Yeah.
Sieging your city.
That'd be sick.
Fighting your giant.
That'd be sick. My Kron spine.
Yeah, baby.
I gotta give him a new
Kronk
weapon.
Kronk spine.
That stick just pisses me off.
What stick?
His big bonk stick.
Yeah, what's wrong with his bonker?
He needs a bigger
bonker.
You got to shape it into a chicken wing or like a drumstick.
Dude, speaking of bonk, by the way, shout out Honk Team Kyle.
Nice.
I got one of his little lefties.
And bonk team.
He sent his game with it. So we got to rip
it
at the studio.
No way. Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, shout out. Jeez. Freaking A.
Kyle, friend of the pod.
Taking it back.
Kyle.
Bringing websites back.
That's,
HTML guy.
Dude.
Really?
Dude, you got to see it.
His
You're
website
love it.
Rocks. And also, everyone else making blogs again?
I'm liking that. I'm liking
beautiful.
This direction.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Is there a way to...
low tech.
That was like a big thing with the blogs, right? Because you could... It was almost like a social media because you could like
RSS feed them into one thing. Yeah.
RSS need something like
feed.
That.
Yeah.
I know that now.
Now you do. Yeah. See?
Cup Meep. Shout out. Helped me out.
Cup Meep.
I don't know. That's the name. Anyways, yeah. So that's it.
That's it. All right.
It's been real. See you guys later. Great episode.
Oh, the craft paint too, by the way.
Dude,
what?
Yes.
I got to show you guys after. But I had painted a couple of those new little orc things or goblin guys, the swamp ones with craft paints, and it was really it was interesting, you know.
Yeah.
A lot, you know, it's an acrylic paint, but it's so much different than the ones that we use for the
minis.
I was
going to ask how, like, do you have to thin it down more? Do you have to?
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
It down more.
Because it's the pigments so like spread out when you put water in there, you know. So it was just a little bit of water, but mostly it's you just have to shake it up really well.
Yeah.
And then I did it all. I mixed it all on a piece of tin foil. And I just took the colors that my daughter was playing with, and I just made this awesome skin on top of a pink undercoat, and I just left the pink on like the elbows and that kind of thing, like deep in the muscles. And the sculpts too do a lot of the heavy lifting because those new ones are pretty sick. But it was a lot of fun, and I'm excited to mess around with that a little bit more.
It, honestly, it looked great when you sent it. Like, it was just like, oh, this is craft paint, sure, whatever.
And I never would have touched them if you didn't show me. But in the closet, that's how you're getting down. So I was like, oh, I'll give it a try. You know,
yeah. My work studio is just a bunch of craft paints, and I love, dude. They're great for wet blending because they're so wet, and they dry so matte. They're great. I really really like them.
You know what I had in mind was the totally not panicking palette Ghastly Pallid Flesh YouTube video. Mm. The way he like painted on that that big fat man sculpt he did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that model is that just model so sick. Yeah. And I kind of like had that in mind, yeah. You know, when I was doing it. So
the brush strokes on that big fat guy, it just looks so fun.
Yeah,
just pouring the paint. Yeah.
The voiceover is so sick. It's awesome. Great video.
He's getting a lot of airtime. This
I don't think he paid enough.
No,
we have to cut that last one.
Yeah.
Oh no, we'll beep him.
No, don't worry. He'll get us back.
Yeah.
So do you want to talk about the main topic?
Topics.
Yeah. I love having a topic.
You know, I'm a big fan of topics.
Yeah.
Hot topics? You know,
print out.
That way I didn't have my phone.
Atta boy.
That's such a dad.
This is preparation, dude. I wrote them all down.
You got to know yourself, Steve.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep.
Got it on my phone.
Right here, baby. That's all you need.
So the topic today, how would you explain it? It's
the Adepticon survival guy.
I love that. I love that. I love that.
All right. I think this
is it survival?
Yeah.
I think people are going to survive. They'll
be
okay.
Way I see the fucking chat in Rust, I don't know if some of these motherfuckers will survive.
I don't really look at that.
What do you think the best way? Maybe round robin? Like you say, you got
Phil
one.
Wants to go first because he's going to kill us if we say his topic.
That's true. The format, I think we were going to go around round robin
say
and talk about
each.
A few like things that we recommend people do or see.
One each. And then we'll go around.
And then Paul, who has never been, will pose us some questions at the end.
Should we have
No, we'll go around and then. That's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why don't you guys do that? And then I'll, if anything that you answer, I can cross off of here.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Paul's been around. He knows
how to work. Or if you got a remark, if you got any insight or questions while we're talking.
Yeah, I'll be sure to chime in.
So, the prompt was think of it was like five things that you, you think people should do when they're there.
Must
like, there's like, we're literally each going to have maybe one thing that no one else came up with. So, all right. So, here we go. So, one thing I always do at Adepticon is I act like a freak and I just stand over a stranger's shoulders while they're playing games. I just want to see what's going on. So one thing I recommend people do is to watch someone play a game that you have either never heard of or mm-hmm. never seen played
yes.
before. Just check it out. There's so much like weird, obviously there's just like a huge like 40K tournaments happening, big AOS tournaments happening, big, Star Wars, Marvel, Crisis Protocol, that sort of stuff. But there'll be like random pockets where people are playing
the Batman,
just like weird
skirmish game.
Dude, I always think of the first year we met. There was just some guys playing with like G.I. Joes.
Yeah,
it was like full. Like I don't know what scale is G.I. Joe at? Like
1/16th.
Yeah, yes. Like I'm talking like full scale. Like they look like they were playing with Tonka trucks. Like,
that's cool.
It was deranged, and it was like. Old guys too, so I don't want to be too mean, but
that's where I discovered that there's a Halo Combat Evolved tabletop game.
Yeah. Soon to be revived, by the way.
Yeah, that's like crazy. Watch people play like Infinity.
Bushido.
Bushido
is sick.
Compound off that. A lot of it like I remember the very first year, Phil and I walked around and just looked at people's paint jobs.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah,
it's so like even if you're a shy guy and you're watching someone else's game, you could just if you feel uncomfortable staring, you could just go I love how these are painted. Or
I'm never uncomfortable.
It's a gray army.
Yeah, we're not, but
no, to go off of what you were saying.
I'm a
Phil,
menacing presence.
Go ahead. If you go to the Adepticon page or whatever where you can see all the classes and the games that are being offered,
yep.
I think a lot of those people, there's a lot of weird ones on there that some people must just put up there and it's like, okay, it's live, go sign up, and they just tell all their friends and it's like the same people that must just play every year. They meet up and play.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's like the
weird,
Space
that sounds
Hulk,
familiar.
Space yep. Hulk crew upstairs that yep. have that giant,
and it's
like,
insane.
Huge board, and it's just like friends, definitely all friends that just have this game that they run every year. Last year there was Confrontation. You know, it's like pre-Necromunda, right? Or it was alongside Necromunda.
Yes,
it was
very
narrative based. People were meeting up to play that.
I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
Was there an Inquisitor event last year?
No, not that I could see.
Yeah, but there's all those like other GW games that like it's like a Titanicus or whatever.
Yeah, that yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, there'll be there's like a there'll be like a Titanicus events probably.
Yeah,
I remember there's like a whole room of people playing.
The Blood Bowl event was sick. I'll never play that game, but it was cool.
I would play it with just my friends.
Yeah,
like that. I don't know. I always wanted to play it, and I just never got into it because playing with randoms of that seems not fun.
Yeah,
yeah.
Dealing with a sports fandom type and a gamer type. Yeah.
Woo, woo. Oh, Steve, I thought you were going to go real hard.
No. Yeah, I was about to take my headphones off.
Oh, God. And then on top of that, and I know this is not everybody's cup of tea, but if you are all interested in historical wargaming or just want to see some weird business, the guys who are sequestered to the next door hotel and not allowed in the main hall to play.
Yeah, there's sick. Like in an entire different hotel. Like it's not even you have to like walk to a different building.
Take a shuttle, I think, there.
Yeah, you might have to take a shuttle. Yeah. There's like historical war games and it's guys in a basement just like reenacting like the My Lai massacre. Like it's weird. Yeah.
Huge game.
You say this, we were almost pushed to the other hotel.
Oh, were we?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, but that would be tough.
To bring it back to Phil's point though, people that are making these like games of like just for their friends to sign up, they know that it's going to be in a public setting.
Yeah.
They kind of want you to come hover and look over there.
Oh, yeah.
When you have 2 3x8 long boards of Space Hulk tiles, yes, they want you to come look at
it. They want you to come look and sign up and be involved. So, I mean, definitely to what Phil is saying, go be that guy. Go be the menace to stare.
Yeah, and even if they act like they don't want you to be watching, fuck them. They're out in public. They brought their toys out. No I'll choice. Fucking... This is goddamn America. I'm going to stand over your shoulder and comment on your game.
I'm going to touch this golden demon entry.
My Cheeto ass fingers. Yeah, I think that there's just so much weird shit. Because it was like where Gaslands, the White Line Massacre was, that like game room where you can also play board games at.
Yeah.
They must just be constantly doing like weird, like Batman games, like you were saying. Yep. And it's just, you it's could just show up and shit. See the five people that are signed up for this game.
It's the same thing. People also demoing their games in that room. Like when the homies were doing Void Horizon and shit like that. They want you to come look. So
yes,
definitely explore and stare.
Totally. Definitely stare.
Respectfully.
Respectfully.
You must be leering. Always be leering. Yeah. Phil, that was a great one.
That's really my only good one. So
it was also one on my list. So see, this works out. And then we have a whole conversation. There you go. All right. One on my list that you have to do is in the vendor hall. Obviously, you're going to go to the vendor hall. The vendor hall is sick. But there's also like Warhammer has a booth where they sell everything MSRP and you can go and buy like MSRP models. But look for the secondhand people, the people selling like the freak stuff or the people who just have like Ziploc bags full of models because they'll haggle with you and it's usually just cheap to begin with.
Yes.
Like Steve and I got the hookup the first year on Sunday when everybody was packing everything up and it was like kind of hectic. And
this was one of my answers.
This was also one of mine.
Gut rippers for like $10 for a whole bag of just loose models and stuff. Just all these random things. Last year I bought a bunch of the Vallejo game color because it was being rebranded.
Yep.
Like I just had a giant bucket and they were like $1 a bottle. And I had $4 and I was like, can I get all 5 of these? He's like, yes, you absolutely can. He's like, please just get rid of these.
The haggling is the best part too.
Love to feel like I'm getting even more of it.
Oh, yeah. Because that Sunday, probably from the same vendor you guys are talking about, I circled back around and got an Abominant and all the, I'm blanking now, on the Gene Stealer Cult, the big idiot guys.
Yeah. Aberrants.
Aberrants, thank you. Yeah. I got a whole squad of those and the Abominant for $10.
Yeah.
Listen.
Insane.
I went up to him. I picked up so many random things. I was like, this is just cool. It has a price tag of $20. And it's Sunday.
Yeah.
It's Sunday.
They don't want to take it back with
exactly,
them.
No. Yeah. So I pick up like 10 bags. It's probably like $200 and stuff. And I'm like, I got like $25. And he's just like, yeah, dude, I... Literally,
please, you are helping me.
Iron Golems, like Squig Hoppers, a bunch of special characters for goblins, like Vargeist, like some kits that are well over $60.
Totally.
And it's just like, oh, they're just built. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a bunch of booths that are just selling like this, like whatever the top 3 games are. But there's also just like a ton of booths that are selling things, like I said, secondhand, but also just the weird. you know, like those Gasland sprues that I think I bought from, I think it was Badger Games. Mm-hmm. They have a whole booth, tons of historical stuff, and always look down at the ground because they'll just leave like, booths will just have like, oh, this is a cardboard box full of 75% off. And yeah, if you're a kit basher and you could buy a box of minis for $15 or whatever, yeah, it's like that's sick. Also pick up all of your Green Stuff World shit because they don't have a booth there, but everybody's selling their stuff. And what's the other one that I feel
Gale
like
Force 9.
Gale Force 9 stuff. I don't know. I forget. But the you also have to check out the Michigan Toy Soldier because they have all the cool shit there, too.
They have all the Streak and Grime and shit is always sold out like the first day.
Yeah.
It was sold out, I think, Thursday last year.
Yeah.
And that's where they had the Anna book.
Correct.
Yes.
They were also selling it, but I believe Dave Taylor was there.
Well, or I bought it from them.
We the Brush it from Wielders Union. Yeah, what's the guy's name?
Whatever it is, it's across
the Brush Wielders Union.
Is right where the Siege, like the Siege Studio guys.
Yeah.
It was the booth next to them, the Michigan Soldier guy.
Yeah, Michigan.
That's where I bought my.
It's like right by the entrance usually. Yep.
And my Anna book.
Yeah, I think that was
your
the Brush
rollers,
Wielders Union.
Your textures,
same shit.
All sorts of cool.
They're right
shit.
Next to each other. Yeah.
Yeah, lots of cool shit.
What do you got for us, Gage?
My first one was going to be kind of what Terry was saying with haggling, but for me. I think the best thing is to look at all of the vendors that you would normally skip, like the historical guys or whatever, like the Pulp Figures guy.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
He was going to be one of my things. Yeah.
Shit like that, but have like a more out of the box thinking when you're looking at these models.
Yes.
Don't, because like the guys I got for Last War, they're just like weird robed guys. The scale is wrong. They don't really work, but. Immediately when I saw them, I was like, oh, these are like kid soldiers for World War One.
Yeah.
And it was like, now I'm going to buy them. And I never would have a million years bought those models anywhere else. So my idea or recommendation rather is to really have an out-of-box thinking when you're looking at all this shit, because especially anyone that's listening to this podcast is probably interested in kit bashing or doing weird shit with your toys.
Totally.
So look at shit in an abstract way.
All the indie guys.
I was telling Paul, you're going to find a guy, you're going to have Creature Caster, and you know these are the best sculpts I've ever seen. You're going to go three booths down that's got a guy you've never heard of. He's going to have the same level quality of sculpts, and they're going to be $5, and he's going to have 10 of them, and he's going to be stoked to sell them.
Yeah.
So just random shit like that.
So much cool shit to buy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my suggestion. Bring money.
Yeah, bring money. You'll and last it's like longer.
The coolest shit's going to be like the shit we never heard of before, right?
Exactly. I never would have... I mean, no offense if Pulp Figures is listening, but their website is a little down in the dumps.
Yeah, I'm looking at it on my phone. It is not optimized for mobile.
It's not a good site.
He's also an older guy.
Yeah. You know?
He's
doing his best. But all the the models there, he sculpted himself. They're
his
all fucking
His stuff is all
sick.
Amazing.
Crazy,
yeah.
Yeah.
Bob Merch.
That's it.
Merch with a U.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
What do you got for us, Steve?
I wrote all my ideas down in one word blocks with like a sentence after them. So the first one was like, just explore the convention. Like take the time, like the first day, and just really walk around, get a lay of the land, like know where everything is, know where like bathrooms and shit are, like, but like know where all the booths are of stuff that you're actually interested in, where certain gaming is going on, and just like check out all the weird spots. Like, I never went to the painting area, the fort, whatever, where all the painting stuff goes on. Didn't go there either year. Kind of found it last year.
Yeah.
If we didn't explore, that we would have never found Johnny.
And that's, like, my point is, like, oh, there's a weird hallway here and the door's open. Maybe I should just go, like, just go down there. Just look around. Yeah, because there's... You know, if it's there, it's accessible.
Yeah.
Like, if the door's closed, that's another, you know. But, yeah, just look around, because there's tiny rooms all over the convention hall, and games are going on in them all hours throughout the day, throughout the night. Like,
yeah, upstairs, downstairs, you know, everywhere. Yep. There's so many places. And to go off of that, it's like, find a spot where you can hang out that there's not people at.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's, like, couches and shit everywhere. It's a hotel. I mean, so there's, like, weird... Yeah. There'll be a couch somewhere all the way in the corner, and it's like you could just go sit there for 15 minutes, take a breath,
massage
look at all
lady?
Your cool merch. The massage lady will be there.
I say every year that I'm going to get a massage, and I don't.
I'll pay for it.
Maybe this will be the year.
It's $100.
I'll pay for it.
No.
I've ever beat up my kidneys.
Yeah.
All right, Paul, you got a good question for us?
Well, real quick,
we go round robin?
Before we get to
Paul's,
to expound on Steve's, the upstairs part of Adepticon, I feel like for whatever reason, maybe it's just because it's upstairs, but I feel like I don't get to explore enough up there usually.
Yeah.
That fucking laser tag last year.
Yeah, the Kill Team laser tag. When we went up, or no, when Phil and I don't know, someone, we no, I think it was Terry and I, we went up, we were looking for some boat game, but we ended up finding a different boat game, and we were seeing all the your opponents from Gaslands from the year before.
Yeah.
But
they moved on to boats.
Yeah, maybe.
Boatlands.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, like, definitely explore, because if they don't want you exploring in that hotel, they're going to clearly mark off areas. But
totally.
Because that hotel is laid out so fucking weird, you're going to find pockets of just random shit for sure. So
well, and
make sure it's all over.
Upstairs, too, is where we found Meat Grinder last year, and then that freaking popped off.
Yeah,
so it's like...
You'll never know what you'll find.
Exactly.
You, seriously. And there's dudes like Meat Grinder guy who are sitting there and nobody's playing his game and he's just waiting for a bunch of freaks to come up and like cause a ruckus. And there's
he's
more people
so
like
punished
that.
This year.
I know.
I feel really bad.
Well, he'll enjoy it, I think. Maybe.
Rumor has it that he might not
shut
be doing
down.
It. He got shut down.
That would be absolutely insane for them to be like, this thing was super popular and people had a lot of fun and like it got piped up on a lot of freaking people's YouTube channels. Let's not
kill
do
it.
Let's not do it. Yeah, I don't know. Who knows? But upstairs, a lot of cool shit. Paul, you got any questions that go along with this?
Paul's got great questions.
I was looking over
my shoulder at what he's got there.
Thanks. I was so I didn't want to do like basic convention shit because I think we all know how to live. But
maybe.
Right. The why do they call it Chirac? No.
Great question, Paul.
Food and water, right? A lot of these places will like they'll really rip you off on the prices
oh,
and
yeah.
that shit. So is that
water.
Is it like that in the hall?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely,
yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Probably like $8 apple.
Trader Joe's down the street,
$5-6 for a small Red Bull.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So all right.
Yeah. There's a Trader Joe's, like not even a half mile away.
There's a Costco as well.
Yeah.
However,
for coffee, because the coffee that they sell in the booth, like downstairs, mm-hmm. like out of the concession stand, it's like $4 a cup for like you know whatever. But upstairs, they have Starbucks, and it's just normal Starbucks prices. So it's like, you know, if you want coffee, but you don't want to leave, usually there's a shorter line upstairs where there's a Starbucks, and it's like $3.50 or whatever for
okay,
a small
cool.
coffee.
Yeah, so that was the other thing was like how far to like affordable food. So it sounds like it's close by.
Yeah, and Trader Joe's, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's walkable.
Not walkable.
Yeah.
No. We'll bring a cooler or
you
something.
You can walk to the Dunkin'. That's about it.
Can you?
They have Dunkin's out there.
Oh, yeah. Nice. I was sitting there every morning.
Yeah.
I heard you could walk to Noodles and Company.
Yeah, you definitely can.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't recommend it. for multiple reasons.
Not in Crocs, that's for sure.
Damn. So for on the water thing, how's the tap water rate?
I didn't drink
terrible.
It.
Oh, it's bad.
I love tap water.
I don't care.
I need a lot of chlorine and a lot of chemicals in my like
yeah.
you know me.
I drink I drink tap water and I just don't even care. So it's probably great.
Okay.
I mean, fine. If you're a tap water guy, you're going to love it.
I took some from the secret bathroom. It was dog water. It was terrible.
Something I'm going to tell you guys. There's a water bubbler. I'm not going to say where it is.
Oh, no. So, no. The there are secret ones for sure that we'll keep some of those stashed. But there are in the big convention halls where, like... They do have, like, the five-gallon water bubblers that you can take water from.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They also have water fountains.
Yeah, they have the water fountains with the bottle thing.
Yeah.
And then
are good. Tap water is not good. But tap water will be closer to where we are, so
tap water
do not
fine.
Recommend it.
Save that for the brushes. All right, so moving on to that. How much like hobby supplies should we bring as far as like your brushes and things like that? Or can you buy everything you need
you could
on
buy
site reasonably
absolutely
affordably?
Everything you need on site.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brushes
it's a matter
I felt
if you want to.
I mean, we will pack a kit. Like we had a kit last year, we had a kit before that, and like
I'm putting my oil paint locked away, though.
Whoever
stole my fucking yellow ochre, you motherfucker, I'm finding you this year.
Yeah.
He's going to find you.
And then I'm
that's how he's going to spend his Adepticon.
I'm going to nicely talk to you.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Come on.
What
why'd
the hell?
You do that?
No, but I would say brushes were lacking last year when I was looking. I like bought just some random secondhand Kalinske Sable brush that was the guy had left. I was like, okay, I guess I'll take this. And it was like
$5. You bought a secondhand brush?
Secondhand.
Cleaning his teeth with it?
Yeah. I was like, okay, I guess I'll get this because it's like there were no brushes to be found. Maybe there were brushes, but they were like, you know, $10 a brush. And it was like, well,
really?
I'm not gonna buy that
shit. Okay, so load the brush roll then.
Yeah.
All right. But paints, glue, knives, yeah, all that shit.
Hobby stuff like that, glue and stuff. I'm sure paints.
I think literally everything you need will be there. It's a hobby convention.
Yeah. If the layout is the same as it was last year for vendors, Army Painter was right around the corner, and I grabbed a knife like once a day because I would either lose it or break it. So. Yeah. Oh,
who needs a hobby painter brush or Army Painter brush though? No.
No.
No. No. Go to Michael's.
What time does everything kick off in the morning every day?
I don't think I've ever been there earlier than 10 a.m.
I have. It's you. I mean, I got there for like 7:30 one morning to play in a kill team tournament, and like, I don't think the vendor had to be even open.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
I think it's 9. You have to be there early for tournaments, and they're even like, "Why are you here?"
And then tournament organizers are like, "Yeah, I'm not going to be there till 9."
Yeah,
and you're like, "Oh, cool. I'm so glad I'm here."
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah, a lot of people are like drinking and living. You know, they're in vacation mode. So in the morning, I think it's very low energy.
9 a.m.
One thing I didn't put on the list, but you just made me think of it. As a person who does not indulge in that party culture, it was fucking shocking to see the amount of day drinking that starts. Like, doors are open, people are making wizard staffs. Ugh. The fucking hotel has a trike going around selling brews at 8 a.m. Like,
remember the guys that were just giving away beers in the entry hall?
Oh,
like
those guys
rocked.
Yeah.
That was sick.
Listen, 2 in the morning is like, that's party hours. 8 a.m.? 8 a.m. to get ready for your Age of Sigmar tournament? I don't know.
It's a bit sad.
Doing shots while they're playing.
Oh, yeah, it goes in hand in hand for a lot of people.
Yeah.
I remember watching some 40K thing, and they're playing a game, and the guy's just completely shithoused. It was like on one of those YouTube channels for the competitive thing, and I was like, if I had to play with this guy, I couldn't do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I get it. It's like a party for a lot of people, too.
It's an all-hours convention.
Yeah.
Like, some stuff doesn't shut down. Like, the play hall doesn't close.
Correct.
All hours.
Oh, that's cool.
So we'll move away from Paul and back to going around. Speaking of things that don't shut down, I can't believe nobody mentioned yet the Bits Bazaar.
Well, that's a given.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's good. Bits Bazaar is good.
The prices
not so good. Doesn't really do deals, even on Sundays.
Yeah, he is someone you cannot haggle with.
Nope.
But he's got everything.
But he has fucking everything.
The insane amount of shit. Yeah.
So you want a demon prince from like 1989? He's got it.
He's got 12.
Yeah. And half of them are painted.
Yeah. Some of them are expertly painted. Some of them will be assembled. Some of them will be new in the blister pack. Yeah.
I will also say, to compound on that, if you see something at the Bits Bazaar you like, nab it, because
don't wait.
Yeah.
I saw the whole stack of Inquisitor Adventures. And the little zany ones. And I was like, I'll think about it.
Maybe I'll come back.
Yeah, went to the hallway, came back. Like, maybe an hour later, all of them but one was gone.
Yeah. And you know they have like new stock that's like just they're filling up from wherever.
They are also buying the whole time.
So you got stuff you don't want.
Yeah, unload your whole army and then we'll buy it right after for more.
Yeah, yeah, for more money.
Or bring it to the Under the Dice booth and sell it to me because I want it.
But the Bits Bazaar is great, and they are open 24/7, like you were saying.
24/7, there is a Bits Bazaar.
Yes.
It is bizarre.
Huge booth in the main hallway. Yeah,
there's
like
no way you can miss it.
I'm sorry, just looking over my list.
With all that buying, is there any way to ship stuff home? Or do you have to like find a post office?
There's a FedEx booth in the convention, I think. Or UPS. But traditionally, I've noticed that those are always way upcharged. So
really?
Just take the fucking Uber and for anyone
go to the post office.
Go ship it yourself.
Got it.
Yeah. Most things on my list we've said, but the Golden Demon is really worth taking your time with. It's like, I know Golden Demon is like Golden Demon. It's everybody's got really nice paint jobs, and we're the dirty guys downstairs in the back room.
That's like literally my favorite thing.
It's so fun.
I go back up
which
to
is
the
also
Golden
open
Demon
24.
Yeah. Well, I go up to the Golden Demon display area probably once every like 3 to 5 hours to just see if any new stuff has been placed in there.
You gonna enter something? Cool. You should enter a Beast Man.
Yeah,
just for fun. I think you should.
Okay.
I mean, worst comes to worst, nothing happens. But you might get a pin, you might get, who knows?
Well, historically, you probably won't get a pin because they'll forget to bring as many.
Well, hopefully they don't fuck up this year, right?
Listen, there's a GW guy who listens to this.
Yeah.
When you hear this, tell someone. Just send it down the ladder.
Get your boys on the fucking same page. Yeah.
I want to be able to win a pin if I want to.
I don't
want to
see Sam Lenz win 13 awards, but actually only 2.
You know? Oh, my God. Don't get me started.
Poor guy.
Our boy.
Yeah, don't fuck with him.
Praise his new book, dude.
Yeah. Oh,
fucking
can't
hype.
Wait. Can't wait for that. You see that shit?
No.
Sam Glenn's getting a book.
Dave Sandler
the art
book.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah. I did see that. That would be great. Going off Golden Demon, like, it's so inspiring to see people's weird bashes.
Yeah,
and to see people's weird ideas.
Yeah, my favorite thing to see is duels and dioramas.
Yeah, oh, baby, dude, they're so sick.
Dude, the demon fighting
Sanguinius.
Yeah, is it Sanguinius? Yeah.
That was
in front of the cathedral window.
Ben Comets. Yeah, that was. Yeah. I think that might have been 2 years ago. Yeah,
it's so cool.
But I think if you have never seen that sort of painting in person, it's cool to see, even if it's not your thing, like heavy metal style. Seeing it in person, you're like, oh, that's fucked.
It's
this
insane.
Person clearly spent hundreds of hours on a single model. But also, there's a lot of like kit bashing going on in that. A lot of like hand sculpted shit. There's a lot
crazy.
Of stuff that you would not expect to be in there.
Crazy.
Yeah.
It's like like seamlessly bashed,
beautifully
stuff. Yeah. And we have listeners too that are golden that they put in for Golden Demon, and so it's like you can come talk to them if you're kicking around and come to the hallway.
That's another thing about it too. I mean, I know we've talked about it before, but you two just like talking about a piece, and then like Ben Comics is behind you, and he's just like, "Oh, thank you so much," and then you guys get to shoot the shit with him, talk about it, and then
I'll bother him. I don't care.
No, totally.
Phil loves to punish the painters,
and those guys have been painting. I mean, Sam Lenz has been painting for freaking 50 years or something.
50, I think.
Yeah, 50.
Historically.
50.
From when he was 5.
Yeah.
He started when he was 5, 50 years ago,
and
he's been painting since then. He never hit that teenage phase where he stopped.
A lot of that Golden Demon booth area, too, though, is good to kind of, not de-stress, but like get away from the fucking loud rest of the con.
Oh, yeah.
There's times where the Adepticon booth or the Golden Demon booth will be fucking insane, but
2 a.m. is the best time.
I was going to say, going and just like grabbing someone and be like, hey, you want to go check the booth with me? I haven't been in a little bit. And then like that's been a cool part of it too. Like I said, to unwind in that area.
Yeah.
I only got to look at Golden Demon last year once on Thursday morning.
Yeah. Well, that's not the time to look.
Yeah. Well, I never got a chance to
four
go.
People.
Yeah. Wow, these cages look kind of empty, huh? Yeah. Gage, what else? You got anything else?
Kind of twisting one of the things I had, but in reference to walking around the Golden Demon, part of it, one of the best things for me was grabbing like Gundam Mike. He was going up there and being like, yeah, I'm going to go up there. But like, I guess for a broader listener point, grab someone that you've talked to in the Discord or like connect with people more so through the hobby in different mediums. Yeah. Like I learned how to oil paint with Evan last year. I learned how to paint period with Evan 2 years ago. You know what I mean? Like, so it's connecting with people in the hobby.
And make sure that we have some Hello, My Name Is stickers.
Oh, I was, I
made really, some. I really botched not bringing those to Nemo.
Yeah.
I made some like custom ones with like a sword and shit on them. And it was going to be like, Hello, My Name Is in like medieval font.
$800 for stickers?
No, I'm going to get them printed like paper stickers for Paradise for like nothing.
Shout out
That's
Paradise.
Sick. Shout out Paradise.
No, I don't know if you're done with your thought on that.
No, I mean, that's kind of pretty much it. Just a lot of my like fondest memories from Adepticon is like connecting with someone that I don't get to see often but talk to a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like why I love all this shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But like to go off of that, like, you know, grab someone that you might know from the Discord or might have just met. It's like, dude, just talk to, like, if
everyone.
You see someone that you're like, this guy might get it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just fucking talk to him. Because that's how I met Scott.
That's how you met Shooty Punchy Dave.
Yeah.
Literally being like,
oh,
sick shirt. And then he comes out to our convention because of it.
Yes.
Yeah. Shit like that.
You'll know. You'll be able to tell. You could smell him. You could smell him a mile away. You say, that's the guy.
Yeah,
he's
you're
the
grimdark
guy. What's
up? Yeah.
Yeah. You could, you'll know. And there's people, too, that we bothered last year who are just wearing like metal shirts or whatever. And I would hand them
a
free zine.
Yeah.
Here you go. And,
a couple people. Yeah.
Or they see like a Hatebreed thing and they're like, oh, sick, Hatebreed. And I'm like, okay,
yeah, you get
come
it.
Hang out. Yeah, it's the best. It's the best.
Yeah, it's sick. That's like the best part, meeting new friends.
Hanging.
Yeah, I'm really bad at the whole forum, the whole social aspect online. So I have to make my meaningful connections at events. I was going to say, because
you are like the usher at every convention or everything. You're the always usher? The one. Yeah, you're like, no, hey, Gage, yeah. Have you met this person? Yeah, you're dancing. But you're like, have you met this person? This is so and so, and they do this thing. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, I use the Discord, Phil, but awesome to meet you.
Steve, anything else on your end that we're missing?
I got more written down.
Don't ask me because we have hit everything I wrote down.
I think we hit everything I wrote down, too.
Oh, shit.
Except for...
No, I said all of these.
Except for, if you can, sign up for Totally Not Panicking class.
Yeah, sign up for TNP. Well,
they're all full.
Well, then
I'm sure
in.
If you wave some dollar roonies at him, he might...
maybe, off the record.
He's taking private sessions. He's taking private teaching classes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But his Kit Bash, the Kit Bash thing, I forget what he's calling it, but class. Intro to Kit
if you
Bash
pay
or whatever. It's
$50,
great.
I will get dinner with you.
You have to pay for the dinner, too.
You have to pay me money and buy my dinner.
You have to pay the money to just get Phil to the place. And then Phil will just buy
Uber
his own dinner. Yeah.
He won't talk to you.
Yeah, yeah.
You actually sit at different
You're just
tables.
Buying Phil dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you signed up for that class. I mean, it's sold out, but yeah, I don't know. Show up. People probably won't show up.
What?
Well,
to the class? Come to the fucking. We'll have all TNP Matt stuff at the table.
Yeah.
You see the Under the Dice banner. We'll have all TNP stuff
running.
There, too. Yeah, you start running.
You see it? You run away.
Paul, what else you got? What questions do you have for
back
us?
Back to
us,
questions
from Adepticon experts.
We kind of went over a lot of the stuff that I had written down, but I do have another section titled Reflections.
Mm.
On your first trip to Adepticon, did you know what to expect?
No.
Yeah. All right. And then, like, what was the first thing that really blew your mind and let you know that you were in for something special?
Meeting Johnny.
Probably.
Actually, I would say maybe meeting Evan, actually, because that technically happened first.
And oh, yeah.
Meeting Evan after, like, only talking to him online, like, through Instagram. It's like, oh, this dude's sick. Cool. Like, I've made a new friend, like, in real life.
All together the first time?
Steve was at a booth shopping, and then I was wearing an Under the Dice shirt, and Evan came over to me, and he goes, Steve? And I was like, nope. Nice to meet you, though. And then, yeah, I think you two were right there as well. And so we all three of us introduced. And then we were like, Steve's somewhere over there.
And I was like, who's this hot guy?
Yeah, who's this babe?
Who's this babe wants
and then
to
2 days
hang
later,
out with us?
Because I had like kind of just gotten into the hobby from our freak side of it. Knowing Evan shit, but I like 2 days later, I was like, oh, you're bead guy. Because he used beads for heads on some of his guys. And I was like, oh, sick. So... I don't think knowing anything about the con, we looked at it and we were looking at pictures and we're like, this is, it's a con. It doesn't look like something as extravagant as like PAX East or like something as low key as like a tabletop RPG con or something. But I keep saying that Adepticon really doesn't know what it wants to be, but you guys were saying yesterday that it definitely does. And it's in that pocket of like,
I think they just,
It feels, not to stroke our ego here, but it feels very reminiscent of like if Under the Dice Fest got bigger.
Totally.
It feels kind of like that vibe where it's like it doesn't really want to go corporate with a lot of shit, but like having GW there is as like official as it would get.
Yes.
But it's not going in the way of like huge fucking booth babes just selling you garbage.
Yeah, it's not the Arnold Classic.
I don't think there's booth babes ever at a tabletop.
Correct, but I mean, just from the comparison of like, I keep bringing it up, but like PAX. PAX is just so much like bright colors and lights, and everyone's selling you everything. And Adepticon is really not that vibe. It's kind of just like a big chiller.
Bunch of people hanging out. Like,
and they're gonna sell you shit, but it's not like, please come here and listen to our seminar, and you'll get a vacation to Disney and learn how to paint with Roman. You know what I mean? It's nothing crazy, but.
No, it very much feels that way. It could be like if Under the Dice Fest keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger, where you're like, oh yeah, you guys want to run Gaslands? Sure, we'll make a Gaslands.
We'll have a table for it.
Yeah,
even us making our own events. I mean, you fucking know you're running one too, but it's just like, oh yeah, you're into the weird shit. Yeah, we'll do it.
Yeah,
cool. The best new product or like game discovery that you made at the convention?
Well, I never start new games, but. I remember seeing
We got a demo before launched of Song of Ice and Fire.
Yeah. That was 2 years ago now, and I haven't.
Yeah.
I think I sold a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, but I played Necromunda. I haven't played Necromunda since then either.
Yeah, that's true. Still cool. No, I still love the Song of Ice and Fire. The miniatures, at least. I would play the game, but I definitely, in a world where I have money, I would buy the and I would at least collect the miniatures.
The models are sick.
Yeah. Then the other one is Bushido. I think that shit looks so fucking sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Little samurai skirmish. Eastern fantasy. Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
As far as products go, we were talking about this one before, but the Anna Palancik book, the Dave Taylor book, we bought that the first year, and I was like, yeah, sure, I guess I'll buy this book. Completely changed my life. You know what I mean? Like,
just
honestly,
like a level up not moment, even, as we always refer to. Yeah.
Yeah. Not even just like goofing off. It's like, I just flip through that all the time, and you can always pull some nuggets of information out of there. And that was such an important buy, my first Adepticon.
I don't know if anything like demo wise has kind of blown me away or bought me into anything. Because when I look at a game, it's not even really about me being excited. I look at the crew and being like, is this something we could play?
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm not like picking up an aesthetic game that I know we'll never fucking try. So it's really hard to sell me on something like that. But I definitely bought a lot of random bullshit models from just random companies because of that. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that.
Yeah.
There's so much cool fucking just random ass models.
Well, it's like the Black Slate Studios. Models. I'm like, I will never play whatever game this is, but this model is sick. So if you sell that to me, for sure.
Dude, so many cool fucking random models.
Yeah.
The historical booths are like gold mines of weird shit.
There's that booth that sells Warlord shit. Is it the Warlord booth?
I think it is
the
Warlord booth. Yeah.
The whole fucking table is just lined with every like historical kit you could want.
Yes.
Nice. I'm looking forward to that. So I'm looking forward to the historicals because I'm gonna have my guy there. So
really, we haven't even talked about the journey, because you know it's not always about the destination.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yes.
Right.
Getting all philosophical.
Right. That's deep, man. The last one was just something that I was talking to Cosmic Mike the other day, and we're wondering, like, what was your favorite gaming experience at the con? If you guys, like, because I think you guys have actually all played games there, right?
Yeah.
Because, like, usually.
I have not.
Right. Oh, yeah. That's
literally not true.
That's not true.
You're literally lying.
What did I play at what have I played at?
The Song of Ice and Fire.
Well, yeah, I guess a demo.
You played in
but
the
I mean,
grinder.
I don't bring
you
any
in the grinder.
The grinder.
Okay. Fine.
The big.
I have grinder. Never brought any of my own miniatures to Adepticon.
That's okay. Mm-hmm. This is gonna be the year we get you to paint some models and play with them at Adepticon.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm gonna bring stuff this year. I am very. I mean, I say this all the time. I'm so fucking sketched out transporting models. Like bringing them from my house to the studio. Like stresses me out.
That's cool.
You know,
that's a cool thing.
You've used a shoebox for 4 years.
I know. I keep saying
a battle foam case.
But yeah, but it's a stupid. It's the one where like literally, it's like a laser cut in the shape of a space marine, so nothing else in there can. But that's what I hate foam. So in the next couple weeks, I'm gonna make a magnet case.
Tupperware.
So most of my models are magnetized anyway.
I agree with you. I think magnet trays are a great way to transport your stuff. The problem is if you drop a magnet tray. And that's like my big that's why I have a carry case. Is like I was to drop my models, like you drop a magnet tray, everything in there is breaking.
You still put foam in there.
Don't drop
it. You can put both.
Yeah, but if your guys are magnetized to the box that is falling and hitting the ground, like
I don't really drop my boxes. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, no one intentionally drops their stuff. I'm
then
just
you get
saying.
To you might drop my box.
You might drop my box.
Don't touch my box. You better not touch my box.
Yeah, I got some fucking advice. Don't touch my fucking models.
Yeah, yeah. Leave your clammy fingers off of them. What was the question? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, your favorite gaming experience there.
Dude, Gaslands, bro.
Yeah, dude, Terry played in the World Championship of Gaslands.
Second place!
If you play... Well, listen, I should have been second. I was robbed. But if you play Gaslands, just sign up for the event. It's probably sold out, but just show up because people just... Didn't there was like three or four people that were just like, oh, if anybody wants to play,
that's
you can
another
just
thing
jump
too,
in.
Real quick. Yeah, events, not necessarily classes, but events kind of just hover. If you're not, if you're not doing anything, don't like ruin your day to go out of the way for it. But if you didn't get into event, even though you,
people know show shit all the time.
I know show things last year that I paid for. Yeah.
So just kind of hover because you'll. I mean, Steve and I were gonna get into the Gaslands thing, and I was like, no, I'm actually having more fun watching.
Yeah, totally.
Because I can just walk away.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna play
even, like Mordheim, like. You know, that's how we drop Mordheim.
Yeah.
And that's why Shooty Punchy Dave showed up.
Yep.
But like this year, you know, it's great too, because then like there's like, oh, wait list. You're supposed to email your wait list people to get them in. And it's like, brother, morning of, I'm not emailing someone. Yeah. Hey, you can show up and expect them to
show up. You have
to
be here
in
10 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was supposed to play Blood Red Skies, which is like an airplane game.
Crimson Skies?
That's a Xbox game.
Doing a bit. But it was supposed to be over in the historical center or whatever, and I forget what I was doing, but I was helping with Mordheim. I was sitting at the table or something.
And then you would have had to have taken a shuttle.
Yeah, and I was it's just not enough time for me to like go over and play this game. And it was like they would provide everything for you. So some of that, too, like you don't need to bring models to a lot of these things. They're ready to come. There was Gaslands events, too, that you could just show up and play with the cars that they had.
Or even the White Line. The guy was offering me car.
Yes.
Other players will also just be so stoked on it. Like that other guy who had 18 cars and trucks with him.
Yeah.
He was like, if you want to play, you can use mine. And I'm like, no, I'm good. Thank you.
Maybe show up with like a... If it's a game you like play or you know you want to play, maybe like make a list though before you get there.
Yeah.
Check it twice.
That's why I didn't play. I was like, oh, I got to make a car right now.
That's always the hardest part of a game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Assembly.
Assembly.
You guys got games?
You got games?
I got games on my phone.
What games you got on your phone?
I got a lot of games on my phone.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
I sit around a lot for work.
Me too.
I don't know my favorite gaming memory, really. Because I didn't get to play any, like, event-type things.
Mm-hmm. Play the Grinder.
Yeah, I mean, the Grinder was cool. I think the funniest part about the Grinder was Trent and I almost falling off the railing and Eric's Hobby Workshop talking about him watching Live Leak videos and not letting us die. I don't know. I'm not in the same way where I get overwhelmed by everyone. I just get so hyped that I don't know if I could play in a lot of stuff. I'm definitely very much looking forward to like GMing the My Forbidden Psalm event. So
Yes.
I'll cop out with that answer.
There you go.
And if you want to hear live Grinder action, I forgot that the end of the sixth episode is just like 20 minutes of literally incoherent screaming and people yelling Grinder because we were doing a lot of slamming on tables. Good time, though.
What about you, Steve? I know you love standing for 18 hours straight for that kill team.
Oh, yeah. That's got to be your kill team. It's got to be your choice.
I love playing kill team.
You know what my favorite gaming memory is?
Yeah,
is walking over and just watching kids try and cheat on Steve with all the...
literally.
Kill team was just freshly...
Have you played kill team since then?
No. That like tournament killed my entire... I thought the game was so... I thought kill team was a great game.
It is. Like, I mean,
I think
it's so...
It's just like,
I think the problem with that specifically was Kill Team was so new.
Yep.
Yeah.
They had one like upgraded team that wasn't out of the core.
No, there were more than that.
Well, no,
Eldar just came out.
Yeah, the Harlequins just came out. Yeah. So that was like the third team.
No, it was Harlequins and Eldar because regular Eldar had a very broken list.
Yeah. Eldar, Harlequins, Commandos, and
Daiji.
Yeah. Krieg. But I think even the judges, when like we were doing our test game with my custodians.
Oh, yeah.
And they have a rule where you can block melee hits with a six, but they have a rule that says, or everyone can block a melee hit with a six. They have a rule that, or crits, sorry. I'm confusing the fuck out of everyone. Custodes had a thing that said that you can block two with one, and we're asking the judge, and he's like, you can block two crits with this? And the judge is like, and we're like, okay, cool. So it's just like, it was so loosey-goosey that I think...
Yeah.
That's probably why you have a bad memory of a lot of those games.
No, I have a very specific memory of why I had a bad time.
I think I know
tell
exactly
it, tell
the
it
dude.
Live. Name names.
The guy that was playing like the Witch Hunter Inquisition.
Yes.
Yeah. Fucking that's some
wiggly fingers for sure.
Yeah, baby.
Just I fought and then the interpretations of the rule differing and there's no judge to like come over and like people that say they know their rules, I'm like, I want to see that rule.
Yeah.
I want you to show it to me. Well, what? I'm gonna stop every fucking 5 minutes and show you. It's like yes,
come on,
yes,
brother.
Yeah.
Yes, you will.
Trust me.
The game just came out
because I did. Because the guy was very confident in how. And every time I've ever encountered it of someone cheating, it's someone acting very confident in their rule.
Yeah.
And I know, like,
That's how you succeed.
Immediately, I look after, and then they are a liar.
It's how the magic cheaters do it.
Yeah, Burton Cheney.
They just look like they know what they're doing.
But yeah,
what are you going to call somebody out?
Every job interview, you know?
And I would have, you know, I placed like 13th in that tournament, and if I beat that guy, you know, would have been winner's bracket right
there.
That's
it. You would have been an LVO.
You know?
Dude, the guy playing next to you, I'm just remembering this, he was calling the judge over so many times to ask questions, and his opponent was getting so freaking pissed because he was just like, dude, who even cares if I can see your guy's type of your head? I don't care. And the guy kept calling the judge over, be like, does this line up? How, if I do this... Well, and the judge
guy who
like,
has not played the game.
The judge also was just like, dude, you got to stop calling me over. There's so many people playing here, and you keep calling me over for the smallest things. It was
should have just said roll
hilarious.
Dice.
That was the thing, too. That I think that was the very first kill team event.
Might have been. Like, it was very early.
In a matched play setting like that, I think people were signing up that have never played before.
I was just about to say, I distinctly remember hearing someone say, yeah, I've never played this before.
Yeah.
I love that.
Fucking
I got a handful kill of me. Models. Is this a kill team? Yeah. I found this. Is this a kill team?
So to answer your question, no. That was not it. That was not it. Well, probably playing Necromunda on Johnny's board.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
It was very cool.
I was so sick that year that I was just like, I'm going to go to Bath.
Last year, I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Probably not going to do anything this year either.
That's not true.
You had White Castle.
Oh, that was the best part. That was the best miniature game I got to do. Let's go to White Castle.
Shove small burgers in your mouth. Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Yeah, that's my answer.
Did we answer all your questions, Paul?
Yeah, that's everything. The only other thing I had was about your favorite artistic experience.
Wow. But
I think you guys might have already touched on
that. Yeah, Dark Tech and Johnny's fucking layout.
Yeah. Yeah. Painting along with Ian and Gundam Mike was really fun. Just sitting around
that was
in the back room, just painting.
Building guys.
Yeah.
Bashing guys, then bashing to guys. Go fucking crush them in a grinder.
Holding up my painted model to Gundam Mike and being like, isn't this so good? And then just looking at it now and being like,
he lied to me.
This is very funny.
How could he?
And I showed him this thinking, this is really good, right? But, you know, hey, listen, you know, you learn a little bit more every day. Just like Gage learned who Third Eye Blind was today.
That's true.
That's true.
He didn't even know. He didn't even know it was a band.
I feel like a different person.
We got new patrons.
We got new patrons. So we want to thank the new patrons.
Go ahead, Gage.
Sam Olaf, Ulysses Cologne, Samwise Gamgees, The Ben Man, Dirty 30 Dylan, and Particulate X.
That was, nice. Wow.
Dylan,
beautiful.
Dylan subscribed to the
Dylan
fucking
subscribe.
Patreon. You know? What a guy. Comes what fucking down, guy. Takes photos, smiles the whole time, tells us how fucking cool the whole thing is. And I'm just like, dude, you're cool.
You
just came here to take photos of our board.
Phil's making little smileys with his fingers again.
So is Paul now.
Wow.
Paul's making smileys with the Chinese
Paul
food.
Paul wrote Chinese food on a piece of paper and held it up.
Paul, what's your Chinese food order? What's your go-to? You a classic man?
Yeah, you already know.
Oh, dude, how could you beat it?
Although, I'm so hungry, I could probably...
What the fuck's a classic, man?
It's a general style combination.
Pork fried rice combo.
I don't know that either.
What are you talking about? What are your Chinese food orders?
Veggie lo mein.
Well, yeah, that's also classic. I would say that falls in the classic man category.
Okay.
What about you, Steve?
You know, in my youth, I was a poo-poo platter type of guy.
Well, that's hard to beat.
And then, you know, as I get older, General Tso's with the wonton soup.
What comes on the poo-poo?
Chicken fingers.
The little beef
teriyaki stick? Beef stick. boneless spare rib. And usually they'll do a chicken wing or two in there. And then pork fried rice.
You guys were saying there's bad Chinese food near here?
I did not say
it
that.
It is not bad.
I heard
that
there's bad Chinese food.
He pitches it. Gage pitches
somehow
the Chinese food.
I've said
as like
the last
it's
six
negative.
Days we've been here.
What, that there's bad Chinese food?
Someone new has come to the studio and asked for food, and I have to say the same thing every time.
Well, you know, it's like middle of the road.
It's not like the best.
So,
it's not like the worst.
So most
it's
Chinese
mid.
Food.
Yeah, and then
you don't
Phil
have
responds
to say
with
that.
That. We're living in a cycle right now.
You don't have to say that it's middle of the road. If you say, oh, there's like a Chinese place near here.
It's a Chinese
place
and it delivers.
If you're recommending it, I'm not going to assume it's bad.
There's definitely, well, okay.
But would you recommend it if it's bad?
Maybe.
Well, that's fucked up.
I'm a bad friend.
That's really bad attitude. What's something bad that you've recommended before?
Hive Scum Podcast.
Oh, hey. Yeah. There's a place near us called Shu that is authentic Chinese
what?
Food.
Shu?
What the fuck does that mean, authentic?
Dude, I got pig intestines that were seasoned with the, it's like a lime, like a chili lime sort of flavor. It like kind of numbs your tongue. I don't know exactly what it's called, or, but I got, yeah, I got pig intestines, sliced pig intestines, dude. And let me tell you, no matter how much you wash it,
still tastes like intestine.
You still know what you're eating. You're like, yeah. Oh, okay, I get it now.
This moved shit out of a pig's ass. Yeah.
You're not getting that at this freaking middle of the road place down the street.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
Can you're, you can you give, you know, give it to Paul?
Paul's taking it?
Paul's taking it.
Don't fuck this up.
Paul
no.
See, yeah, my problem the first time was I thought that the thing did all the work.
No, yeah. You got to emphasize. Oh.
Huh. You ready for this?
I think it's all of us.
Hello. Hello.
Well.
Questions from the Hive.
That's better.
That was pretty good.
That was like a 6 out of 10.
Yeah, you're getting the hang of it.
You could have, you know, kind of tapered like off there.
You got worried there.
Yeah.
It's okay, dude. Don't worry.
You didn't want to be over the
you
top.
Want to go again?
Yeah. Yeah. To go again, but make it, you now you got to make it crazy.
You got to draw out Hive more.
I'm going to leave them both in, so now you got to like really make
really
it weird.
Really in the cave.
Yeah, peak our fucking mics.
Yeah, there you go.
Questions from the Hive.
That was good.
Yeah, yeah. You sound like a carnival. Yeah, announcer.
I'm lost in a room of mirrors right now.
Yeah, real. Hear ye, hear ye.
All right, so we have a question. Cupboard of Shame asks, based on the HeroQuest hype at Nemo, why aren't we doing more jolly co-op or PvE games?
This is... Wait, do we all answer this?
Yes.
I love co-op.
I'd love to co-op. Will say, the Doomed game has some great narrative rules.
Yes.
I think that could be easily just stolen and put in a lot of things.
I hear you don't like the wounding system.
The wounding system, not the
best. But you like the movement system.
I love everything else about the game. But I will say that the layout of the book sucks, but the idea of like two warbands fighting and then also there's just this third element that is fucking with the game, I think is so cool and can be easily plucked into a lot of things. Like the AOS campaign or... whatever we're playing.
Doomed is like Monster Hunter-esque?
Yes.
Monster Hunter S. Thompson?
Yes.
No, but seriously, it's like a, it's yeah. like kind of Kingswood-y.
Kind of. You're still making like a warband of like 40K-ish stuff.
Yep.
And then there's like a weird anomaly that you're
fucking
with.
SCP shit, you know what I mean?
Yes, literally.
Dude, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, I like
through
that.
It and after that,
you know? Now, Anna did all of the models for
all
that?
The art.
Is that how it went?
Yeah.
Man. Who messed up on the layout, you think?
Osprey Games.
Osprey, you heard it here first. Although I do like Gaslands, except there's no index in the back.
There you go. They fucked up.
The craziest thing, like, come on, dude, just put an index. Put an index in what you make so I can look up, like, with freaking Middle Earth Strategy Battle Game Battle Companies, mm-hmm. I can be like, okay, I need to find cavalry charge rules.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, it's keywords, it's everything.
Dude, it's great. Do you know what? It sucks to be like, how does the turn sequence go in Gaslands? And I'm like flipping through an entire book while I'm in the middle of the game.
Yep.
It's bad.
It's bad.
Osprey, it's bad.
Osprey.
Paul, you're doing PvE in your game, right?
Yeah, it's going to start out PvE.
That's sick.
Yep. But depending on what the players choose and how they act in the first game, it's going to kind of sort them into one way or the other.
Yeah,
they're going to kill each other.
We're players first environment? Is that PvE?
Yeah. We're doing opposite in my Adepticon game, which is going to be PvP leading into PvE.
So, that's what my game is.
Why'd you copy me?
Why'd you copy me? Mine was written first. I have a date on mine.
So do I. We have to
We'll have to compare dates.
All right.
Is this personal? What's a PPE, right? Is the
personal protective equipment?
Yep. Got it. I was like, it sounds very similar to that.
Yeah, yeah. What's your favorite PPE?
Latex gloves.
Dude, I want a big-ass respirator.
A respirator?
A respirator.
I like a nose plug.
Yeah. I wish I had one after spray painting in the hallway the other day. I've been getting some nice black boogers.
My sinuses are so fucked up from yesterday.
You got wet lung, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, these boys be priming inside.
Yeah.
Inside prime.
Next question. Eldritch Menagerie.
You were the only
one
who answered
that.
Yeah,
you were the only one
that
answered that. You freaking
You
jerk.
Answered it.
I didn't say anything.
Yeah,
and then
nobody
Phil even
said
answered
anything.
It. Phil
Did
said
I, say,
I steal
what
the
did
weapons
I say?
From orcs.
No, the question was, why don't we? Or why is it not?
No. They're referring to some other. All right, we're going to skip this fucking one. Since
what are you talking about, dude? You answered.
You answered.
What was the question? What that you answered? Doom for you, crazy son of a gun.
Are you saying nobody else answered the PvE question?
No. You asked a question about Doomed, and your answer was, "I really like Doomed."
No,
I'm reading a next question now. Is everyone having a stroke?
Did I answer that question?
No one else answered that question.
Oh, yeah. What was the question?
That's what we're saying.
Got it.
And you were like, I like the doomed.
And then you were like, all right, next question.
But I hate Osprey Games.
Next question. I thought you were saying I'm the only one to answer this question, the one guys, I haven't read yet.
You guys have been spraying a lot of primer inside.
I fucking guess. So, holy shit.
Next question.
Next question.
All right, what was even the question?
Oh, my God. Are we answering the doomed one?
Yeah.
Was it
not,
the doomed?
It's not the doomed.
That was your answer.
That was your
the question,
answer.
The question was, why are there no... why aren't we playing more cooperative games?
Oh. Yeah.
Why aren't we playing...
Because I think... I don't know how... Are there a lot of actual cooperative games, or is it it's going to be on us to make our own cooperative? Like I was saying before...
Space Hulk is a game we have never touched.
I would love to play it.
That's cooperative? Because the Tyranids are AI kind of generated?
I believe so. Or GM controlled.
Well, then that's not cooperative, because the GM's the opponent.
Shut the fuck up.
That's what I mean. Like, what's the difference?
I
want to
do stuff in
players
campaign.
Who make their guys and all their models and make stats play against...
And the environment.
AI or the environment.
Okay. And the GM is the environment.
Yes. Or the
basically.
PVE.
PPE.
PPE.
Next question.
I don't know. Co-op games. I'd play co-op games. It's a lot nicer than Steve crushing my head with his ogres over and over again. They're big and scary.
That the idea you had already exists.
What, I don't care. I invented
it.
No,
I know. I'm just saying someone already did it and it was I think it was in a White Dwarf.
Yeah, check the timestamp.
Was it Nigel Stillman?
No, it wasn't Nigel Stillman.
Get that guy. I came up with the first Nigel, and you stole it from me.
I lacquer 3-coated my entire army.
Oh, God.
I love that vibe, dude. He's so sick. But anyways, yeah, I think I came up with it first, and I must have submitted it to White Dwarf and not realized.
Under maybe. a pseudonym?
Yeah.
Pseudonym?
Yeah, Percy Pig. My pseudonym.
Don't get Steve started.
Steve's got the biggest maniacal grin on.
So sad.
Someone hit me up. They're bringing some Percy Pigs for me and some boost bars.
Yeah.
They say, I got to ration them, though. They say maybe one per day.
I like
one ring per day?
No,
like one
Jamie
boost
Dodgers
bar.
I had.
The Oreos?
The Jamie Dodgers that John
and
brought.
The Kit Kats.
Well, I'm talking about what John brought to the studio.
Oh, what a guy.
Yeah.
Any more answers about co-ops?
We played Mordheim one day. It was pretty good with... Well, it wasn't co-op. It was three players trying to get across my entire board to the dock.
With the GM.
With me is like playing undead that only responded via like if they ran, I would roll a dice. And if it was like over a 4, the zombie would hear them and move towards them.
Sounds co-op to me. That's all I'm saying, dude.
Well,
you said it was GM, dude. GM against the environment.
I don't want to answer this question anymore.
Is the GM versus the environment? Is the GM the environment or is the GM part of the players? You know what I mean? That's why I got a question for you listeners out there. Is the GM a player or is he an outside party?
He's an outside party.
I think he's a player.
What if the GM was one of us?
Just a player like one of us.
Just a good morning like all of us.
Yeah. GM.
Is this
GM,
a song
honey?
By Bare Naked Ladies?
No, dude. What's the song? You know, Chickadee Chinese Chicken?
Yeah.
God.
Put it on real quick.
No.
Come on.
No,
all right, what's the next question then?
Eldritch Menagerie asks, when kit bashing, do you have a favorite kit or go-to sprue?
Ooh, this is a good one that I heard before on the Lost episode. What's your answers? Because you guys already said it.
Genestealer Colt, Neophyte Acolytes have the best bodies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Slam and bod.
Dude, I am in love with their bodies.
Love them.
Hot bods.
Can't live without them.
Yeah, I like the first gen.
Mm-hmm. Who sculpted those?
No, I was just going to say like the Aberrants or whatever they come out first. You know how they like through different generations, become less mutated?
Neophyte hybrids?
Yeah, those are the fourth gen, right?
No, Neophyte hybrids are the...
Human looking
ones. Yes. Acolyte hybrids are the ones you're thinking of.
Yes,
maybe. The big three-armed fuckers, and they're still wearing the same dresses as everyone else.
Oh, that bod.
Yeah. That bod.
How about
that
you, Paul? I think I'm going to be pretty lame and say probably the Cawdor kit.
That's
not lame.
Well, it's just very, like, run-of-the-mill. But that's
middle of
like
the
that
road.
One.
That's okay.
Gage would
I don't have an answer.
It's not like the best, but it's not like the worst.
Yeah, Gage would call it the middle of the road for sure.
You know, either that or I also ended up using a lot of Ungor arms, too. You know,
great weapons on those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ungors can't carry great weapons.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Got him. I like the Skitarii Ranger kit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a great kit.
I don't know.
It's
like,
a kit
I wish
I used
that.
More.
Yeah. Like, it's just an easy kit to be like, I want legs. I want cool metal legs.
I'm going to break all of Phil's models in the case to take the bits.
I've had it.
Oh, shit. All right. Fuck.
Yeah.
I'd say I have that Dune crawler that's in there.
There's four of them.
Oh, my God. Two each, by the way? Oh, straight up.
But the Chaos Cultists are really easily bashable once you saw the heads off. Yeah.
That's why I like the Frostgrave Cultists. That kit rocks.
Yeah. Yes.
Great kit. Mm. Great kit.
What about you, Phil?
I don't kit bash.
Yes.
Okay, listen.
What's your favorite kit to build?
You always say this.
I heard that you'd use some orc some orc bits on your
stuff. No, when I kit bash, I kit bash out of necessity. Like if something is like missing like a weapon, I'm like, oh fuck, I gotta find a close match. So for Beastmen specifically, I end up using like orc bits a lot of times. One of my guys has a ogre weapon. It's just like a big oversized cleaver.
I think a good way to hide a lot of monopose guys too is just to change the weapon up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And totally change the silhouette.
Yeah. Yeah. You're a desperate kit basher.
Yeah, out of desperation. Yeah. That's right.
I need an arm. Somebody throw me an arm.
We have one more?
Yeah, we got time for one more.
All right. The Ben Man asks, miniatures game that you want to play but haven't had the chance to yet. I think this is a great one to end on since Adepticon is fresh.
Miniatures game that I want to play but I haven't had a chance
yet. On the horizon.
I'm again going to say Bushido.
Yeah. You've been having the Bushido mindset today.
Yeah.
We might have something for you, Phil.
Oh, yeah?
We might.
Could be closer than you think.
Wow.
Oh, wow. That's fucking ominous as hell.
Yeah, you guys are like...
You guys have been giving each other fuck eyes every time someone says Bushido anyway.
I'm just going to say something. Maybe if you guys happen to have a samurai or some, you know, something that fits into that theme.
Nice.
Maybe build and paint it.
Wouldn't it be a just bad idea to build and paint one samurai player character.
Hmm. All right. Are we talking... you know, I'm not even going to ask any
like
questions.
Like a PvE player character?
Don't worry about it.
Like, am I GMing? Is a GM is co-op kind of game?
All right, interesting.
You'll find out.
Okay.
Yeah, this is very ominous.
All right, anyway.
How about you? What would you like to play that you've never played?
Necromunda, I think. Yeah, I like templates, and I like grenades, and like...
I'll play.
Anything that has like a different die, you know, so like the scatter die and like the like jam. You're rolling for the jam. Yeah, that sounds really interesting to me. Either that or...
Have you played Gaslands before?
I never have.
Gaslands is a stupid dice. Dude,
it's so sick.
It's fun.
I have a set of dice for you.
Nice.
I was literally just talking about Gaslands last night, and then I was looking because remember when we talked about doing a no guns like fucking Tokyo Drift fucking thing? I was looking up S14s just to buy like a Matchbox one. They're like $35, so I'm not gonna buy
everything. Those kids,
yeah. But I still think that would be very fun to do like a very crazy twisty racetrack.
Be a lot of fun.
Would be a lot of fun,
dude. I want to play. What is it? Shadowrun Apocalypse. What's the
Powered by the Apocalypse?
Yeah, Shadowrun Armageddon.
Yeah, yep, that's what I want to play.
War Armageddon.
War, that's it. I don't know the name, but I want to play it.
Yeah.
No, I do want to flip through that rule book, but if I were going to give a real answer, probably, dude, I feel like I want to play Necromunda too. I feel like I would throw that in there. That seems like one that we should play.
Given the...
moniker
name of the podcast.
There's also much like to it. Like if you do like the Outlaw book where we each, all right, we're going to make an X amount of credit, 500 credit. I don't know the fucking credit values in it, but 500 credit gang.
Yeah.
We each come up with our own gangs. And it's like they will all look vastly different. All be vastly like the loadouts will be completely different.
Yeah.
Like, and I think it would be just very fun. Even if it's like maybe a balance issue or like maybe whatever like inconsistencies exist in the game, I think it would still be really fun.
Also, I would like to play Inquisitor, but that is like you know what I mean?
We could play Ink 28 style, you know?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I wouldn't want to play it.
No, you got to play 54.
No, thank you.
Hoofa. Oh, thank you. No, but like just the, like more of an RPG than a mini game, you know?
Yeah.
I would love to play that.
Yeah.
It's like you have like two models and that's like your, it's not like a war band. It's like you're literally playing an RPG.
Yeah.
Would the way that we get there being like playing the old Necromunda and then you like, it's got to be you tack on those rules, like tack on everything else on top of it?
I've got three modules that I did manage to buy over the years. So yeah, probably.
Cool.
I'm probably going to steal Steve's answer here, but every time we talk about it, it's the same thing. Necropolis, for sure, is...
Not at Adepticon.
But no.
To play it.
That is, I think, like, once all of the hype of all this Adepticon, Neds, everything is over. I really want to dive into that. But yeah, Inquisitor, more bridging the gap of RPGs into the hobby. So anything like that, I can force feed you guys more narrative stuff.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
That sounds awesome. The other thing we all forgot to mention was 10mm Warhammer Fantasy.
Oh, true. Yeah. We've all been super hyped on that.
Yes.
Yeah, thanks, Mike.
100.
Grant.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thanks.
I mean,
thanks.
I'm not playing.
Right. Why aren't you playing?
All right.
Shit. Yeah, come on, Steve. Why aren't you playing? It's fun.
Steve will play anything that everyone else is playing.
Yeah.
100%.
If my friends
it's
are
all
doing
about
it.
Your boys. Yeah, you know. Phil, you would play that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, nice.
Steve will pick the most overpowered army.
We could literally
that
have every single army because you could just print the entire army on one plate.
I'm
right.
Gonna,
and
I'm
we
gonna
have every single army for the studio.
You should.
I'm going to look up the meta worst army. And I'm still going to
be
beat
very
you.
Funny. Just
probably halflings. Probably like Beastman.
Yeah. I would have said it was the Gut Rippers.
For 10mm?
Oh, I meant for in general.
Oh,
Age
yeah.
of Sigmar or whatever.
Dude, even the worst army is like fine. There's no such thing as like an unplayable.
As long as I don't have to
army.
Fucking listen to anyone talk shit anymore about getting their shit kicked in.
Ogres are not even like even close.
I know that.
I'm saying just at the scale at the 750 point scale, they're rough.
I'd still be like, damn it, Steve, and his halfling army. They're just so small, I can't hit them. And like, come on, it's cheating,
this motherfucker.
This guy's always picking that
you
army.
Print out the gnomes for 10mm and call them giants.
Mort miniatures. Yeah. Yeah, someone printed one in huge yesterday. Did you see that?
No,
it's pretty sick.
Steve, did you give your answer for game?
I mean, I would like to play Necromunda.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know to what like degree. Is there anything else I'd like to play?
You know, it's a game we haven't discovered yet.
Yeah, that's right.
At Adepticon this year,
I mean,
we'll
I'd like
it.
To play more RPGs. Like just not,
yeah,
not
straight up,
not even D&D. Just like weird art. Like,
I just want to play pen and paper.
I would love to do like an X-Files RPG.
Oh yeah, there you go.
SCP or like
you know, I've got 80,000 books in my library, and that is the one genre I don't have. So.
What?
Like a Delta Green or X-Files or...
Oh, really? You never got into that shit? Why not?
I wrote a whole game.
Beef? I got no beef with it. I just never really got to dive into it.
Oh, okay.
So...
Wrote a whole thing, like a whole one-shot scenario for it.
And all right, you're running it. Let's go.
Yeah.
God right damn now. It. Right now? No. My notes are all at home.
Well, go get them.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, listeners, thanks for checking us out. I can't believe Nigel Stillman stole my fucking kid. Stop throwing shit at me.
Thanks for checking out this episode of Hivescom. If you aren't already part of the community, check us out at the In Rust We Trust Discord, which you can find down in the description below. If you have questions you'd like to ask us, you can find our Instagrams down below as well. Or feel free to ask away on the Discord. We also have plenty of extra content and other perks available to our patrons on Patreon. So if you're interested in helping us keep doing what we're doing, then you can find that description below as well. Until next time, folks, keep it grimdark and keep it grimy. Peace.